I write the word Chad, and my computer doesn't recognize it. Spell check underlines the word in red. And just a couple of weeks ago, if you'd said the word Chad in a word association game, I probably would have answered, Chad Everett. Wasn't that the name of an actor from a while back? But it's not a while back anymore. It's post-election 2000, and suddenly Chad is part of the American lexicon. Our fat Random House dictionary defines the word just fine. The small paper discs formed when holes are punched in a punch card. Those tiny pieces of paper that, when completely punched out, assist a ballot reading machine, but when punched not quite all the way through, create something of a national crisis. You've probably heard about the legislation George W. Bush signed into law in Texas regarding manual recounts. When machines can't read the ballots and determine the intent of the voters, people do, like the people you've seen holding ballots up to the light in Florida. In Texas, those people attempting to determine intent during a manual recount have guidelines of a sort. The legislation allows ballots to be counted when at least two corners of the Chad are detached, or light is visible through the hole, or there's an indentation on the Chad from the stylus that indicates intent to vote, or the Chad in some other way clearly shows the intent of the voter to vote. And the Texas statute explicitly notes that not one of the four Chad provisions is meant to supersede any clearly ascertainable intent of the voter, just in case a quick-reading partisan misses the fourth. It all means that Texas goes the way of many jurisdictions. If a Chad is marked in some way, the counters can count it when it shows voter intent. Needless to say, there's great debate over whether a ballot with a challenging Chad, pregnant, dimpled, hanging, shows voter intent. But there are other Chad issues. What is an election official to do, for example, in a California election riddled with Chad errors? One example, an absentee voter punched out the wrong Chad on the ballot, realized the error, and then simply taped the Chad back in and punched out another. The court ruled that a valid vote with clear voter intent. Another example, a voter punched out one Chad for a candidate, but punched a second on the same line not connected with anyone. The court counted that double-punched ballot for the candidate. But when apparently confused voters punched out an undesignated Chad below the one required for a valid yes vote, the court refused to find a clear intent. No vote at all on the issue. But even the pregnant, dimpled, hanging Chad cases are challenging. Proof from Massachusetts just 4 years ago, a lower court looked at some ballots and decided that they did not show clear voter intent. The Chads just weren't altered enough. But the appellate court, I imagine them in black robes holding the ballots up to the light, found adequate voter intent in 28 ballots rejected by the trial court. Perhaps that's why some statutes, like the one in Indiana, are fairly explicit. A Chad that is indented only will not be counted. To some extent, these cases prove a point made by supporters of Governor Bush in opposing hand recounts. There's no single standard for deciding when an adulterated Chad should count as a vote. But they also disprove the idea that hand recounts were invented this month as a desperation tactic to steal an election. The truth is that in many close elections, in many states, in many years, Republicans and Democrats alike have held punch cards up to the light to determine the intent of voters. And that's what's put us in this political pickle, the Chad, a four-letter word meaning small paper disc, and this year, perhaps, the presidency. I'm Amy Guida.